This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha fire crews say it could take weeks to find out what caused that deadly Thanksgiving night apartment fire. Three young siblings were killed. The mother had dropped off her 10, 9, and 7-year-olds at their dad's apartment. Sometime later, 911 calls started coming from that apartment building on 52nd Street near 43rd Avenue. The two older boys died at the scene. Their sister died later at the hospital. The father was treated for smoke inhalation and released. Again, an investigation is underway. Racine wasn't able to start plowing side streets until late yesterday. 9 to 12 inches of snow fell in Racine and Kenosha counties. Snow emergencies helped give plows room to work, but there were a lot of cars parked on the streets. More snow, up to 2 inches, could fall later today and tonight. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. 5 years after a gang-related gunfight at North Beach injured 5 teens, a 22-year-old Racine man has been sentenced to 15 years. Thomas Burton took a plea deal on 3 felonies linked to the 2020 clash between rival gangs. A Racine County state senator says state agencies mishandled Morgan Geyser's escape from a Madison group home. She's now back in the Waukesha County Jail. A statement from State Senator Van Wongard says he'll be investigating claims that Geyser was moving between houses since late September. She cut off a monitoring bracelet last week and fled to Chicago. She'll be in court December 22nd for a hearing that could revoke her release. And Racine and Kenosha both have winter alternate side parking rules now in effect. In Kenosha, park on the odd side of the road on odd dates between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. Park on the even side on even dates. Racine requires the same odd-even shift, but from 2 to 6 a.m. In Racine, rules are now in effect every single day of the week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks on the road tonight against the Wizards at the Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The Bucks have Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. back from injuries, able to end that 7-game losing streak over the weekend. College football. Wisconsin lost at Minnesota 17-7. So after finishing 4-8, where's the Badgers program headed? Luke Fickell.
It is what it is right now. You know, so we know more than anything that we have to grow. We have to move forward. We have to build on the positive things that we do have, and that's the only thing we can do. Whether, you know, we create our own momentum and energy, and that's where we've got to make sure that that isn't lost.
NFL, the Packers host the Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. The Bears have won 5 in a row and are in first place after beating the Eagles.
You know, in the NFC North, it's a tight race. There's a lot of good football teams in our division, so we got to come out here and handle business.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a little light snow on the way mid to late afternoon into this evening. Accumulation should be less than an inch. Our high today right around 28. The wind southwest at only 5 to 10. Tonight down to 16. Tomorrow partly cloudy with a high of 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.